And we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl.
Listen for the words hoax and potent.
Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face are flying around in the sky.
Yeah, I think they can see that.
Sorry, there just doesn't seem to be a lot going on. I didn't know what else to say.
Well, I guess things have been slow today. Wait a minute, what's that? It's the notorious Granny May, and she's got someone tied up.
Now that's more like it. A crowd forms in City Park as Granny May ties up an innocent civilian.
Let's check it out, Huggy. Stop right there, Granny May.
But I wasn't doing anything wrong. This man volunteered.
It's true, I did.
Oh, okay. Really?
Granny May's Good Time All Cure Spritzer is so potent, just one spray can make this man strong enough to escape this cocoon of yarn.
I did it. The spritzer really does work. I've never been able to break out of a yarn cocoon before.
With just one spray of Granny May's Good Time All Cure Spritzer, anyone can feel 10 years younger and have the strength to do anything!
Granny May's Good Time All Cure Spritzer? Are you kidding?
Nope, check the label.
Well, I still think your spritzer is a hoax.
You think I spit burps on a boat? Doesn't even make sense. I think you've been flying too close to the sun.
No, a hoax. Your spritzer is a hoax, a fraud, a scam, a fake.
Why, I do no such thing. My spritzer really works. Now who wants some?
I don't understand. We always have trouble getting out of Granny's yarn. How could one spray from that bottle be potent enough to make someone stronger than me? I know Granny's up to something. We just have to figure out what. Come on, Huggy!
Feel 10 years younger and have the strength to do anything. Except fly.
Later at the Boxford residence.
What are you doing?
Oh, hello, Becky. I'm just spraying myself with some of Granny May's Good Time All Cure Spritzer. Sure is a long name, but it works wonders.
How do you know?
I just went for a 3-mile run. I've never done that before.
That's because you've never owned running shoes before.
True, but it was the spritzer that made me feel good enough to buy these running shoes. Aren't they great? Huh? They're even good for walking and standing.
I'm glad you feel good, Dad, but are you sure it's from the spritzer?
Of course! What else could it be?
I don't know. I'm just saying, Granny May has a history of robbing people. Maybe everyone should be a little more cautious of what she's selling.
Normally, I'd agree with you, honey, but it's no hoax. That spritzer is really potent.
I don't know what potent means, but it sure is powerful.
Potent means the same thing as powerful.
Why? With one spray of Granny's spritzer, I'll be strong enough to replace Word Girl's sidekick.
I doubt the spritzer is that potent.
Oh, come on. Even if it only makes me a little stronger, I'll still be better than that little monkey she works with.
Maybe it does work.
Granny May's at the market, and she's having a sale on her spritzer. If you buy 100 bottles of it, they give you one bottle for free. That's an incredible deal. Come on, Becky. We'll get you some, too.
Come on, Bob.
Look, it's really her, the lady on my spritzer bottle.
So, who would like to volunteer to help me with my demonstration?
I will.
Oh, well, aren't you a handsome young man?
All thanks to your spritzer.
What do you say we show everyone how well it works?
Dad, you sure you want to do this?
Oh, is this your daughter?
Yes. Say hi, Becky.
Hi.
And what a cute little koala. And with just one spray...
Oh, I can feel it working. It's so potent. I'm feeling stronger! Yeah! Look out! I told you it wasn't a hoax.
I'll buy one.
How much for a case?
You know, I could use a helper like you. Would you like to be my assistant?
I have dreamt about this opportunity since the first time I sprayed myself in the face. Thank you.
Now Dad can break out of Granny's yarn? We've got to find out what's in that spritzer. Word up!
There, almost done with my latest batch of spritzer.
Orange juice and spray cheese? Ha! I knew it was a hoax!
Oh, hello, Word Girl!
Too strong! But my dad, Mr. Botsford, was able to break free so easily.
Well, it's all part of the hoax, Word Girl, and it worked perfectly. But no one will ever know now that I've got you all tied up.
Get her, Huggy.
Oh, hello, Fuzzy Britches. Here, have a petrified parchment.
Huggy, look out!
Love to stay, but I can't. I'll be late for my next spritzer sale. The PM dinner time evening news show will have cameras there.
They're going to film your spritzer sale?
That's right, Word Girl. And once it's on television, the entire city will want my spritzer. I'll make millions! And there's nothing you or your fuzzy little chum can do about it. Later!
Ugh! Huggy, we've got to stop her. I guess Granny Spritzer is good for something. Wait a second. Huggy, wrap your hands in that blue yarn. Now try to break free. Great! Now wrap your hands in the purple yarn. That's how Dad broke free. Granny's got two different types of yarn. The purple one that's amazingly strong, and the blue one that's fragile and weak. Now, find something to get me out of this yarn. Nice work, Huggy. What? Oh, right. Sorry.
Meanwhile, at the park, Granny May has set up a stage for her big spritzer sales pitch.
Yes! With just one spray of Granny May's Good Time All Cure Spritzer, any person can feel 10 years younger and have the strength to do anything. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Mr. Flopgourd.
Actually, it's Botsford.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Popcorn.
Granny May is right. Her spritzer is so potent, it turned me into a regular old He-Man. Why, it's made me so strong, I'm going to start my own rock-moving business.
Okay, dear, that's enough. That's right, folks. Granny May's Good Time All Cure Spritzer is so potent that after just one spray, this nice little man will be able to break free of an unbreakable yarn cocoon. Bring me my yarn! Purple?
Is there a problem, Granny?
Word Girl, what? Problem? No, it's all... It's just, well, that's not the yarn I was gonna use for this demonstration.
Well, that shouldn't matter, right? With a little of your spritzer, Mr. Botsford should have the strength to break through anything.
All right, of course. Anything.
Well, go ahead, Granny. Spritz 'em.
Here goes.
Now watch as I break It's as easy as... Usually, all you need is just one spray to... Hey, it's not working.
It never worked. It's all a big hoax. See? The blue yarn is fragile, but the purple is virtually unbreakable.
Hey, it's a hoax.
I want my money back.
Me too.
No problem. I will give all of you your money back. When pigs fly! Suckers! Hey!
Nice work, Huggy.
Yeah. Too bad I have another hand.
No, you didn't. You just told me to break out of the yarn.
Oh. Well, a good assistant would have known to do it. You're fired!
You can't fire me, because I quit. Right about now is when I'd storm off really dramatically. But I can't, because I am tied up in your yarn.
Tune in next time for another potent episode of Word Girl.
I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is pounce. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. What is going on with you, Emily?
It's just so cute the way Huggy pounces on people.
Okay, but can anyone...
I'll define it, but can Huggy pretty please pounce on something first?
I really don't think that's it. Thanks, Huggy.
To pounce is to spring on something or someone suddenly.
That is correct. Congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. Unofficial Word Girl Hot Air Dr. Two Brains Balloon.
Ooh.
Nice pouncing, Huggy.
He's so cute.
All right. Well, that's it for today's show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words identical and astonished.
It's the eve of the city's two-for-one festival. Jam-packed with events, bargains, and fun. All two for the price of one. As the city prepares for the celebration, a different preparation is underway in the secret laboratory of Dr. Two Brains.
Behold! The Mecha Mouse Mechanical Muscle Machine!
Oh, shiny.
Yes, shiny. It's a mechanized suit, fully loaded with every goodie imaginable.
That sounds great. What's that mean?
What's it mean? It means Word Girl is finished, that's what it means. She always gets the best of me, because she's both smart and strong. I've always been smart, very smart, but too weak. But now, with this suit, I'll finally have my own muscle! There's no way she can stop me! Hang on, I'll get the manual. Oh, yes. Now, where was I? Right. It's working! But seriously, this will help me finally accomplish one of my ultimate goals. To buy or lease or timeshare my very own personal private island.
evil scientist has one, it's high time I had one too. Of course, since it's 2-for-1 week, I'll get another identical island for free. We'll use that for cheese storage.
Identical?
Yes, identical, as in alike, exactly the same. And now, with my Mecha Mouse suit, I'm both smart and strong! It's the ultimate 2-for-1! And once I get my private islands, I shall be unstoppable!
Yeah, you can do it all now. It's almost like you don't even need us anymore.
Henchman, that's the smartest thing you've said all day.
Thanks.
Hey, you're fired.
What?
Oh, don't look so astonished. You said it yourself.
His suit can do everything you can do, only better.
Remember, you said that?
Oh. Hey, Doc. Can we still come to the island?
The next day, the 2-for-1 festival begins. And at the art museum, our heroes enjoy the 2-for-1 special exhibit.
Totally unaware of the danger about to descend on the city and on the world.
Whoa, who is that?
Oh, that's my brother. He's here for the 2-for-1 festival. You know, 2 narrators, 1 episode.
Enchanted to meet you.
He's a little theatrical.
I think the whole idea of the 2-for-1 festival is 2 of the same. You guys aren't anything alike.
Oh no, we're identical twins.
I am 20 seconds older.
Right, got it.
It is I, Dr. Two Brains! I hope you enjoyed these priceless works of art, because I'm about to do a little 2-for-1 shopping. Super Limburger Double Smelly Stink Spray times 2!
Come on, Bob! Word up! Hold it right there, Two Brains!
The stench! It's disgusting!
To me, it smells like victory! My new suit has lots of fun surprises. Take a big whiff for it, girl.
Well, it won't prevent us from stopping you. Right, Captain Honeyface?
Bring it on, kiddo.
Hey, what gives?
Astonishing, isn't it?
Ow!
I'm stronger than word, girl. I'm stronger than word, girl.
Can't get free.
Oh, hello, Mr. Statue. You'll look good on Two Brains Island. And your identical twin, too. I don't want to break up the family. Hey. You guys, so you're security guards now, huh? Working hard or hardly working?
Yep. Hey, your shiny new suit really works, huh, boss?
Look, I'm not your boss. You don't have to call me that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Right, well, gotta go. Mecha Mouse Machine, blast the moon! Right. Mecha Mouse Machine, blast the moon!
You got away.
Yes, I can see that. I don't think we'll be needing your services anymore.
Looks like Two Brains has a new toy. Huggy?
Sailing all the dance pins! Made from melted down gold bars!
Is this it? Where are the other golden dance pants? It's 2-for-1 week!
But there's a pair of pants right there. I mean, a pair means 2.
Then there should be 2 identical pairs of golden dance pants, shouldn't there?
I don't know, man. That's all I got.
Fine. I won't need a bag. I'm trying to be more environmental.
Not so fast! I still can't make a dent.
Let me know when you're finished.
Whoa! Get off! You're messing up the head!
My suit is unstoppable! I guess I won't need this anymore.
Hey!
Oh, you two again. Hi. All right. Well, good luck. Mechanical Muscle Mouse Machine Blast Off.
Will Word Girl find a way to defeat Dr. Two Brains?
Or is his amazing new suit too powerful?
Geez, I hope not.
Hey, come on! I'll beat that suit! It's got to have a weakness.
Good work,
Captain Huggy Face. This is exactly the break we needed.
My golden dance pants! My store! You two are fired! Turn in your pants!
Oh.
Wow. This suit has some astonishing powers. Astonish? Oh, well, it means to fill with wonder or amazement. It also means really surprised. Remember everyone's face in the museum when they first saw Two Brains in his mecha suit? Right. Those people were astonished. Back to the mecha suit. Looks like... Yes! Yes! Okay, here's the plan.
Have Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face discovered the flaw in Dr. Two Brain's mechanized muscle mouse machine? Will they stop Dr. Two Brain's before he gets his very own private island?
Or will Two Brain Island become the center of crime and evil for all eternity?
Ask your brother who usually wins the battles on this show, buddy.
Kids grow up so fast these days.
Later, at the private island store...
My identical private islands will become the center of crime and evil for all eternity. At least that's what a little narrator told me.
Get your private islands. Buy one island, get a second identical island free.
You again. Would you stop following me?
But we work here.
That's what you think. Now, off you go. Shoo, go.
Not so fast, Two Brains.
Again? I'm astonished, Word Girl. You insist on repeating the identical situation over and over and over.
You know, you're right. You're just too powerful now.
I am? Huh. You're actually complimenting me. I'm astonished.
Well, that suit just proves what a brilliant scientist you are.
I like to think I had something extra. Some kind of natural flair. Call it...
Yeah, you're great. We get it. So, me being the superhero and all, I feel like I should at least try to stop you one last time.
Oh, if you must. Prepare to spell defeat, Word Girl! Super Limburger Stink Spray! Ah, something's wrong, something... What just happened?
We discovered a weakness that could trigger a mecha suit meltdown. That big red self-destruct button just right on your back.
You noticed that, did you?
I'm astonished it was so easy.
I knew I shouldn't have put that on there. Oh, well, live and learn, I guess. See you around.
You're going to jail, actually.
Jail? No! Hey, henchmen! Guys! How's it going?
Not so great. You just got us fired again.
Good, great. Glad to hear it. So, hey, how about you help me take on Word Girl and Captain Hoosie Winks? For old time's sake, doesn't that sound like fun?
Sorry, pal. We gotta get to a job interview.
Guys, please! Please!
See when you get out of jail.
Well, I guess I deserve that.
Yep. Shall we go?
So ends the astonishing story of a man and his machine, brought to justice by a girl and her monkey.
Wow, that was actually pretty good.
It was beautiful. So, you back off to Hollywood?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for visiting. I just gotta finish up here. Join us soon for another astonishing episode of Word Girl! Oh, I can do a lot better than that, I promise. So.
Please, allow me. Join us soon for another astonishing episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Our returning champion, Emily, correctly defined the word pounce, and will now go for another prize. Ready to play the bonus round?
Absolutely, Mr. Handsome.
Okay, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for pounce. Okay, Emily, what's your answer? Oh, I know. He's so cute when he pounces like that.
Sorry. The answer is number one.
You are correct, Emily. Huggy, show her what she's won. Yes, it's an official Word Girl Captain Huggy Face balloon!
Too cute! Please, no more pouncing!
See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
Conserve is my favorite word because it's so important to the world. You can conserve water, wood, paper, plastic, and lots of other things. I conserve at home. I recycle, and I know three ways to conserve. Reduce, reuse, recycle. I call them the three R's. Conserving is my so favorite word.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what drowsy means. That's right. Drowsy means to feel really sleepy. Congratulations, Huggy. Drowsy